The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. It's Thursday, July 5th, 2012. I hope you had a good 4th of July. And the reason I tell you that today is 2012, because we're actually going to go back in time for this segment. Using the KBIA time machine, we're going to go back to July 5th, 1853. And we have a character that I want to, a very special lady that I want to introduce you to, who was alive during that period. Her name is Granny Martin. And Granny Martin is here. Welcome. First of all, welcome, Granny.
Well, thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. And I mean, you look wonderful, 1853. Thank you for letting us come back into your time period today.
Well, y'all are sure welcome to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Whether it's the KBIA time machine, maybe we'll take you back to 2012 when we leave. But tell me a little bit about the Morgan County Historical Society and the museum.
Well, my husband and I,
Granny Martin.
Yeah. Samuel Martin.
Uh-huh.
Why, he and I came from Patrick County, Virginia, to Versailles, Missouri, which is in Morgan County, in 1853.
Yeah, why did you end up coming to Versailles?
We was actually on our way to California.
Yeah.
But we had so much tragedy on the way that we just couldn't go no further. So we just decided we'd settle in Missouri.
Were you like on a wagon train?
Yes, we were. We were on a wagon train.
You were on a wagon train.
Sure thing.
So you decided to settle in Missouri.
Yes, sir. We sure did. We lost our little girl in Illinois.
Oh
yeah. And that was just so sad. We decided we just weren't going to go no further.
Yeah. That must have really been hard coming across the country. You know, because Ben Cartwright, or the Cartwright family, they all came from the East Coast and settled then in Virginia City.
I'm not familiar with
that. Oh, you're not familiar with
no,
the Cartwright?
Fred, not.
Okay. But you settled here, you settled in Versailles, and how did this museum come to be?
Well, what happened was my husband rented a two-room log cabin from a lady for $100 a year. Mm-hmm. And we turned it into like a bed and breakfast, mm-hmm. you know? And so we'd have visitors stay there. And, well, we did real well with that. So then eventually in the future, mm-hmm. we built a real hotel, two rooms, and it ended up having 28 beds in it.
Two rooms?
No, two stories.
Two stories. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe that time travel kind of...
Yeah, it kind of messes up
So you had two stories and
28 rooms.
Yes,
sir. And you know, we had some plum famous people done stayed with us.
Who?
Well, we had P.T. Barnum.
No.
And we had Harry and Bess Truman.
You had Harry and Bess staying there. What were they like?
Well, you know, he's kind of quiet. He don't talk a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she talks more.
Yeah. Okay.
And we had Grover.
Did she play the piano while she was there?
We had an organ.
Okay.
Yeah, so she kind of played around on that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We had Grover Cleveland and his wife. And we had Jesse and Frank James.
Oh.
And Bob and Cole Younger.
So all these people stayed in what is now, in 2012,
A
museum.
Yes, sir. We had so many relics, I guess that's what they call them,
that
they turned it into a museum.
Sir.
Yes, sir. We got pictures of Frank and Jesse.
Yeah.
We got Frank's signature on our register page in our lobby. Yes, sir, we sure do.
It's a real signature. Well, what about the Trumans? Do you have their signatures, too?
Well, it's in one of our other registers, and that's in the vault.
Oh,
yeah. We got most all our registers kept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's in the vault because it was the president that signed it.
Yes, sir.
So if people come to visit the museum in 2012, are they going to be able to tour every room?
Yes, sir, they are. So they better not come expecting to get through it in 15 minutes.
No, it takes a lot more than 15
minutes.
How much time?
Oh, at least an hour.
Okay.
And if I'm talking to them, it probably takes
longer
than.
Oh, yeah. So you're able.
Because I tell them everything.
I bet you do. You're quite a talker. So you're able to move from 1853 to 2012 pretty much at will?
I got my own time travel.
Oh,
I
you
sure
do? Okay. Different from the KBIA
Different
one.
From yours, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Does it cost any money to go through the museum?
Well, it does. I mean, we got to pay for the upkeep on the building. You know how that is.
Yeah.
So it's $3.
Oh, that's
$3 for the... Oh, it's only a dollar for the youngins.
Only a dollar for...
A dollar for the youngins.
What do you call the youngins?
Well, like school age and under, yeah. School
okay.
age, yeah.
But then for the older people like me, would you... $3.
Well, you look pretty young to me, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
$3.
Okay,
you.
And when do you open at the
We're open Monday through Friday every week.
Uh-huh.
From April through October.
And what are the times that you're open?
From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And are you there every day?
No, I can't be there. I got other things I gotta do. But I'm there sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And if they want to call ahead.
Yeah.
They could probably find out what day I'm going
to
be there.
Okay, and then you'll make special reservations so that you can get back to 2012. What do you think of this time period since you lived in 1853 and you're traveling back and forth here?
You know, I have seen so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I see cars for the first time.
Yeah. Or when you came back in 2012, yeah.
Well, actually, I was around when cars came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what's the biggest change that you've seen happen?
Well, I guess it'd be them their computers, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, aren't them there something?
Yeah. So you don't need to register anymore. It's all in the computer, right?
Land sakes, well, they could even call ahead if we still had a hotel.
Yeah. You ever
them
think
little,
about...
Them little things that they're phones?
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Maybe it'd take some of that stuff back to your time period.
You know, I wouldn't mind having one of those, but who would I talk to?
Well, I don't know, Granny. But you could always call ahead to us. Granny Martin, it's a pleasure having you here.
Well, land sakes, young man, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Granny. And we should tell you that Granny Martin actually is Carol Jones with the Morgan County Historical Society, and she's all dressed up in her granny outfit. If you want to see what she looks like, go to kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and you can watch this interview. You're a delightful lady, Carol.
Well, thank you, Paul. I think you're kind of cute yourself.
Oh, thank you. Is the accent, the Southern accent, real or not?
No, it is not real.
Oh, that was a fake. All right. Thank you so much. Granny Martin, Carol Jones, pleasure having you with us.
Thank you,
Paul. Tomorrow, we've got the Museum of Art and Archaeology on, and we're going to talk with Tim Reinbott from Bradford Farm, tell you about the Japanese beetle that's invading parts of central Missouri. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if, like, say, if there's something that you would like to hear or see on our program, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Okay? See you tomorrow. If you're out driving, be careful. Bye-bye.